For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last week, the U.S. Congress faced intense debates over the reauthorization of the FISA Section 702, which allows indirect surveillance of American citizens without a warrant. The controversy peaked when a proposed amendment to mandate warrants for such surveillance failed in a 211 vote. Despite significant opposition and temporary block by a bipartisan coalition, the renewal bill passed. The House is now pending Senate approval before the April 19th deadline. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1737, coming to you this Monday, April 15th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all of our listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. We are live and lit with modern podcast apps from podcastapps.com. Join the value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. Of course, you can dive into the digital hub at Geek News Central. Don't forget to check out our partner shows, all linked up on the top of the website. Check out the new media show, the GNC Week in Review, the Gadget Professor, and of course, get on board. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to your favorite with your favorite or a modern podcast app. You can sign up for the newsletter while you're at it. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. And if you have feedback on the show, I can't talk for my life. If you have feedback on the show, send an email to geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can catch me on X at Geek News. Of course, you can find me on Facebook. And again, a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest running continuous sponsor podcast. But I got a great deal for you. Lots of action going on. And again, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get started today with a new domain name at $11.99 or $6.99 a month economy hosting or $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting, a free domain, professional email, an SSL certificate for the first year on both of those deals, $6.99 a month economy hosting, $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting, and of course, a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business to business plus plans. I really do appreciate when any of you take the time and go over and look at the products and service line at GoDaddy and use one of my promo codes. It is an essential part of this show's ecosystem. Without GoDaddy as a sponsor, things would have to dramatically change. So we want you to consider supporting the show. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And these coupon codes are non-expiring and verified to work. And your support keeps this podcast online. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of Geek News Central. Go over there and check those deals out. Get online today. I really honestly think that the economy hasn't got as bad as it's going to get. So it might be time to really consider that online business, getting started with something that would be an insurance for the future. And really, you do that online with your own domain name and website. Get started today. I want to thank, again, GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. So I tell you, this past weekend, I fell in love with a new product line from a company called Ubiquiti at UI.com. Primarily, their Unify product line. And I'm going to have a link to the YouTube video that I put up on Saturday that really kind of lays out what I did in my rural loft and basically being bandwidth constrained. And what I've done there so far has worked pretty doggone amazing and very, very clean and an absolute nerd's geek heaven. If there's a new company that I'd love to have sponsor the show, that would be them. I will probably update the studio with this gear. It's really tempting to make the push. You know, I had I went to check one of my security cameras Friday, and all of the cameras were down except for I have Wyze cameras in here too. I have three of them. And I brought the Wyze cameras up and everything's working. The network's up. And so Saturday I came in and went into the side room where we have the recorder and everything in a cage. And for the second time in 2 years, the POE, which is power, basically have power on a port, switch was dead, deader than a doornail. And it was a little bit annoying because this will be number three. I don't know what the deal is, why these POE switches are burning out. But I went on Amazon and I ordered another one, and I did buy a warranty this time. I never buy a warranty on switching gear. This stuff never breaks. And it just must be cheap stuff. So, again, I'm looking through the Unify design. They got cameras, but it's a whole nother, you know, ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. And I've got perfectly good cameras in here. So, for the $49 I spent for the new PoE 8-port switch, you know, it does what it needs to do. We came in this morning, swapped it out, plugged it in, and the cameras immediately came online. And there just must be something on that circuit that's taken down the switch. I have no other thought process of it, but it was pretty discouraging. So, but anyway, this Unify stuff, I'm going to tell you a fair warning to any of you nerds and geeks. Fair warning, they will put a hurt on your expense account. But oh my goodness! And really, what it is you have. I think I talked about on the last show where you have modems, right? Modems here for me every 3 to 4 years. I seem like I kill a modem. Now we just upgraded to 1 gig in the studio. Now I've got 30, 35 up. Really, my margins are much better on streaming. Uploaded last show in record time. It's truly, you know, saves me time. And, so I just hate that $300-$400 bill every 2, 3, 4 years of having to upgrade the router. Well, the beauty about this Unify stuff is you don't have to upgrade the router. You just upgrade the antenna. And, it's pretty cool. Very, very cool. So, we will see how this all works out. I might be in here next Saturday, wiring up some new network stuff. Now, a little bit of a programming notice, and this has just come up. I'm going on travel, and it's literally last moment. I knew I was going to Europe, to specifically London, the UK around the 19th of May. But I have a trip to Asia to go speak at PodFest Asia in Manila on May 8th. So I will be gone essentially that whole week of May 6th. And I'm not going to do a show remotely. And I may miss the show on the 2nd as well of May, depending on travel arrangements and trying to get out of here. But things are going to be crazy because I come back then that week of the 13th of May. That's a regular show week here. Then I'm in London. And then at the end of May, I'm doing another trip and I'm going remote for an extended period of time. So I won't be in the studio. I'll be doing remote shows for quite a while. This is all in a bit of an experiment that I'll kind of clue you guys into at some point. Well, what it really is, I'm trying to see if I can live outside of the United States and still maintain my sanity and work and do what I need to do and not be affected, not have my business be affected. It's painful to, depending on what time zone I'm in. So this is part of that ongoing thing. So definitely a little bit of change of plans here, but I'm with you through at least the end of the month, this month. And then the show's going to be a little weird for a few weeks because of the travel and the podcasting events that I'm going to be going to. So just kind of a little bit of a heads up on that. All right, let's go ahead and get into the stack here. And Kirk did a good job of pulling stuff. But this FISA renewal is really sad. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has been very contentious for many, many years. Again, a post 9/11 bill. It's been with us now for a very, very long time. And that renewal. Oh, it did. It was 212-212 on a split vote. And Andy Bragg's Republican Arizona failed to pass. There was an amendment that failed to pass. So, you know, basically they wanted a requirement that if you're going to spy an American, you have to get a warrant. And with this, if you talk to anybody outside the United States and you become on the radar under FISA, they don't need a warrant to spy on you. So, which I think is really, really, really wrong in the long run. I really do. It's times we need to move on here from 702, but, I think they're going to push it through and renew it. Google is starting to remove links to California news outlets ahead of a proposed bill. Google doesn't want to pay the journalism usage fee that would be required by the California Journalism Preservation Act. So they're removing links to to California news sites. Additionally, Google is pausing investment in the California news ecosystem due to a lack of clarity of California's regulatory environment, much like Canada's Bill C-18, which surprised Google. California might also get this fair share of link tax. Google has consistently posed calls for a link tax that would require the company to pay publishers for LinkedIn aggregated content appearing in search results. It's hard enough surfacing content to the top of the Google search engine to begin with. I don't know. I don't think clicks into my site from Google is Google's responsibility to pay me. I have to figure out a model that works. Instead of paying publishers for their content, as would be required by this, Google plans to stop linking new sites that would be covered by the law. The company's outlined plans for similar laws and jurisdictions as Canada. Prepare the implementation. Google says it's conducting a limited test that remove links to California news sites. So, a statement was made. Google's suppression tape, California News, demonstrated exactly why the California legislature needs to pass legislation to rein in tech colossus, said Charles Champion, the president CEO of the California News Publishers Association. The fact that one company can shut down the means by which 90% of the public find online content in order to achieve their own political and business ends, just so much policymakers need to act and act now. You're not being removed from search results. You're just not being covered in their news section. You have to earn your traffic just like I do. You have to earn it for having good posts, not regurgitated press releases. You have to invest. You have to, like I do, I invest. I have writers here at Geek News Central that write content that I pay for. I don't get a free ride from nobody. Moving on here, over at digitaltrends.com, the six biggest announcements that are expected from the Google I.O. Google will hold its annual developers conference on May 14th in Mountain View. So, of course, Android 15 is being talked about. And, of course, Android 15 entered the developer preview stage in February. They're going to be talking about that a lot. Of course, they're going to be talking about Google's Gemini updates and the Google Pixel 8 is expected, and the Google Pixel Fold 2. Lots of phone and watch announcements to be expected. Of course, all speculation at this point, but that's what is on the agenda. I'm a Dropbox user. I have a paid Dropbox account. I use it a lot during the podcast awards to bring in content. I don't use it for much other than, you know, once in a while I need to share a big file with somebody, and it just, you know, is handy. But the Dropbox CEO, Drew Houston, wants you to embrace AI and remote work. He says leaders can't keep mashing the go back to 2019 button, but oh, they are. And this article over on The Verge talks about the future of AI, talks about Dropbox, talks about, you know, remote work. It's a good interview. And the question and answers are all there. You can take a look. So anyway, I have the link in the show notes for you on this. But I had I think I told you about it. I had a sales proposal put together. Had AI do it just like that. It was lickety split quick. Lawyer reviewed it. Did about it looked like maybe 20 minutes of editing. And off it went for review of the third party. So lots of things up there helping save time. Hey, from the value to value movement, there's a number of you that are streaming SATs. I want to thank Darren for him streaming SATs, to a variety of other folks that are, as a matter of fact, Darren was streaming a lot of SATs. So I definitely appreciate your incoming, but we've had no new boost for the show. This is real simple. And I what's everyone's hesitation? Why are you guys not willing to try these new podcast apps? I think it's almost the point where you're basically throwing me the finger, I think. Give it a try. I see the audience numbers. We're growing right now. Which is interesting. You know, we're streaming and everything else. So I want you to try these new podcast apps from podcastapps.com. So, definitely give it a try and just, you know, just check it out. And, we've had no new, donations as an insider between the last show and this show. So just a notice. All right, it's official. Millions of students are using AI to write their papers. Of the 200 million papers submitted on the platform, Turnitin's AI detector tool launched in April 2023 found that more than 22 million papers include at least 20% AI-generated content, meaning around 11% of the students were guilty. I don't believe that this service is really that good. And that's made 6 million papers, equaling approximately 3%, had been found containing at least 80% AI-generated content. Potential AI content. You know, that's the word. Cybertruck owners allege pedal problem as Tesla suspends deliveries. Owners will have to wait until April 20th for deliveries to resume. But apparently there's got a little bit of an issue with the accelerator. Tesla has not announced official stop, sale, or recall, and is now the reason for suspended deliveries unknown. But it's possible the pickup truck has a problem with the accelerator. Tesla has been accused of making cars that have sudden unintended acceleration problems. 2017 2017, the company was subject to a class action lawsuit of Tesla Model S and X suffering from this problem. So we'll see. But yesterday, a Cybertruck owner, according to the folks at ArsTechnica.com, posted a video showing how the metal cover of his accelerator pedal allegedly worked itself partially loose and became jammed underneath the dash. And the driver was able to stop the car with the brakes and put it in park. So interesting here, but time will tell where this leads. Meanwhile, Hubble has spotted a bright galaxy peering out from behind a dark nebula. A new image from the Hubble Space Telescope shows a galaxy partially hidden by a huge cloud of dust known as a dark nebula. The galaxy is IC 4633. Still shines brightly and beautiful in the main part of the image, but to the bottom right, you can see a dark smudge of dust. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. And, Hubble still making news out there for sure. According to the Seattle Times, the next total solar eclipse will hit two popular travel destinations. My phone is ringing off the hook and I'm going to have to go to airplane mode. Because there we go. So what's going to happen is in Iceland and Spain in August of 2026, there will be a total eclipse. So a couple of, places to go to see. And so if you missed the last one, this next location to go to. Rivian's new software update will help you avoid all the broken EV chargers. The company is gathering data on EV chargers for a new scoring system that said can help customers navigate the treacherous waters. EV charging reliability remains a serious sore spot for a lot of owners, leading the company selling the cars scrambling to boost their confidence. Rivian solution is to use their fleet vehicle to gather data about broken chargers, which then get downranked in the company's software. Our North Star's charging and trip planning in EVs should just work. You should not think about it. Well, you know, this is the problem with chargers. You know, the one here in town, matter of fact, I think we got two in town, and last time I saw, both were not working. So, because one's right next to a Home Depot I go to on a regular basis. So, you know, it's good it's going to mark this, that the charger's broken and, you know, allow people that are on an edge not to have, you know, a bad experience of pulling into someplace and having to get towed to find a charging station. Global iPhone shipments dropped nearly 10% as Apple's 2024 woes continue. According to market intelligence firm IDC, Apple's quarter one shipments fell 9.6% year over year from 55.4 million units the first quarter of 2023 to 50.1 million units in quarter one. The company's overall global market share also slipped 20.7% to 17.3%. Shares of Apple are off by less than 1%. It's just the economy. That's what's going on. The economy is the issue. And people are not buying as expensive devices right now. NASA was set to make an announcement about Project Searching for Life on Mars, and the announcement did come. They've set a path to return Mars samples, and they seek innovative designs. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson shared the agency's path forward on Mars, including seeking innovative designs to return valuable samples from Mars to Earth. Basically, what the budget they have is their budget doesn't allow for return of samples, and it would look like it'd have to be out like 16 years. The Mars sample return will be one of the most complex missions NASA's ever undertaken. The bottom line is an $11 billion budget is too expensive and a 2040 return date is too far away. safely landing and collecting the samples, launching a rocket with the samples off another planet, and safely transporting samples more than 33 million miles back to Earth is no small task. We need to look outside the box to find a way ahead. So they want some company to figure out how to go get their samples. So they're going to do an update mission design, try to reduce complexity. Do we really need to get that sample back? You know, can't we wait until Elon gets there? You know, that's the question. Come on now. NASA also is trying to jog Voyager's one memory from 15 billion miles away. They know that they've got a chip that is potentially worn out and is basically got an issue. Although it may take weeks or months, engineers are optimistic they can find a way for the FDS to operate normally without the unusable memory hardware, which would enable Voyager 1 to begin returning science and engineering data again. Now, we know that Voyager 2 suffered a bit blip in 2010, which caused problems with science data transmitted from the spacecraft was traced to the FDS. Now, luckily, computer reset dealt with the problem. This time, the hardware appears to have become inoperative. So they've got to recode in a language that many people don't know and figure out how to fix Voyager 1 from a long, long, long ways away. Roku is making two-factor authentication mandatory for all after nearly 600,000 accounts were hacked. So this is crazy. That's as specific as Roku went in basically saying, hey, we had records that were hacked and the compromises occurred over two separate incidents. So in fewer than 400 cases, attackers used the accounts to purchase streaming subscriptions and Roku hardware. Every one of those account holders is being reimbursed, but everyone is going to be forced to two-factor authentication on Roku. In a very, very cool video, there's a recycling machine now that can shake apart an old hard drive to recover components in 60 to 90 seconds. And it literally shakes it apart with using vibrations and all kinds of craziness. And hang on a second here. So it's called Diskmantor. Can seemingly disassemble as many 500 hard drives a day, and only a fifth or so of the planet's e-waste is recycled. So, you know, they're trying to get precious metals out of these things. That's what they're trying to do. So it's used as a mix of shock harmonics and vibration to shake apart a hard drive. And the process loosens screws and other fasteners, no matter what kind of oddly shaped screw heads are used. So it's a pretty cool little video, and link will be up in the show notes. Tesla is decimating staff amid ongoing performance woes. Shares of the worst performing member of S&P 500 slide some as news unlikely pleases investors. I mean, people have made a lot of money on Tesla stock. News of layoffs come via an alleged leaked internal email, who said the company's plan to cut more than 10% globally. At last report, Tesla had 140,000 employees, and so this cut could affect up to 14,000. Layoffs at Tesla follow a slower-than-expected calendar first quarter at the car maker, as outlined in trading update. Yeah, interest rates are off the chart. Tesla said it delivered 8.5% fewer vehicles year-on-year, marking the company's first decline in delivery since 2020. In addition, Tesla reduced deliveries of 386,000 vehicles, marked a significant miss of analysts' expectations. That's just one of the issues. Samsung's been awarded a $6.4 billion grant to build semiconductor ecosystem in Texas. And it's called the CHIPS Act. The money will be spent to finish a leading edge campus in Taylor, Texas. It will focus on research and development, advanced logic tech, manufacturing, perhaps more importantly, packaging. When it comes to chips, packaging refers to providing power inputs and outputs. The money will go toward an expansion of Samsung's pre-existing facility in Austin. So a big amount of money going to improving chips in the United States. AI is showing promise in mitigating therapist shortages. This is interesting. H. Andrew Schwartz, an expert from Stony Brook University, highlight AI's dual role in therapy. Despite AI's potential augment therapy, caution is warranted due to complexities and potential risk. Statistics reveal a significant shortage of mental health professionals and healthcare organizations experimenting with AI to enhance mental health services. Schwartz advocates for a measured approach. So I don't know about this. Having AI do a doctor's job? I don't know about that at all. California replaces gas plant with giant billion-dollar grid battery. A gas combustion plant is being replaced by a power bank. It expects to store more electricity, all but one. It's expected to store more electricity than all but one battery plant currently operating in the United States. The billion-dollar project with 680 megawatts and 2,720 megawatt hours will help California shift its nation-leading solar generation into critical evening and nighttime hours. The power bank, multi-billion dollar one, is going to power 680,000 homes for a whopping 4 hours before the power runs out. Replace a gas combustion plant with a power bank. Okay. I hope they don't tear the gas combustion plant down. Well, Apple's chief executive, Tim Cook, will announce the company's increasing his commitments in Vietnam by an unspecified amount during a visit to Hanoi. No deals on increased supplier spending has been provided. Cook landed in the capital of Hanoi Monday for a two-day visit. He will meet with Vietnamese programmers and content creators. Vietnam has seen about a four-fold increase in companies assembling Apple products over the past decade. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. This is just a continued move outside of China. Lack of AI skills is putting public sector projects at risk. According to the study, 3 in 5 public sector respondents noted a shortage of AI skills as the primary implementation hurdle, marking the sector as one of the most affected by poor uptake of the emerging tech. Fewer than 1 in 3 public sector IT professionals claim to be an expert at using generative AI. So I'm not surprised. This is still early days, though. Public sector could face significant challenges if AI skill gaps continue. Everyone is AI skill gap. Everyone. Also, Apple's AI feature in iOS 18 might only work on your device. Okay. That's kind of a weird statement. In the paid-for section of his Power On newsletter via Mac Rumors, Bloomberg journalist Mark Gurman says the AI features, at least those developed by Apple, rather than by a third party, will work wholly on your device. So Apple's big AI unveiling is supposed to happen on June 10th. So we'll see what happens with this. But shouldn't be surprised that it's going to work on the devices. Where else is it going to work? On the web? No, I don't think so. So is that a big revelation? I don't know if that's a big revelation at all. Bosses are becoming increasingly scared of AI because it might actually adversely affect their jobs. Well, I tell you, it's making CEOs think, and it is definitely helping. I am, to be honest with you, very, very much on my part. They felt their jobs were at risk. It's making my job easier, better, even though I'm still crazy, crazy busy. It's going to change a lot of jobs. I don't think it's going to be able to run companies quite yet. I think we already reported this. Yeah, we did. There was a taxi software firm breach exposes details over 300,000 pages. iCabby. Yeah, we talked about this on the last show. British Petroleum's EV charging arm cuts jobs and reduces global ambitions. BP has cut a tenth of the workforce in its electric vehicle charging business and pulled out of several markets after a bet on rapid growth in commercial EV fleets didn't pay off. Yeah, because people are not adopting EVs as fast as they thought they were going to. Everyone thought there was this just immediate going to move. British Petroleum has over 29,000 charging points globally at the end of 2023, compared with 22,000 a year earlier. They aim to have 100,000 points by 2030. But they don't need to roll them out as quick because adoption is not as happening as fast. Meanwhile, Shakib Ahmed, a former senior security engineer, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for hacking and defrauding two cryptocurrency exchanges. Ahmed, 34, of New York, according to court documents, in early July 22, he defrauded a decentralized cryptocurrency exchange for roughly $9 million. He returned all of that, except for $1.5 million, which he said he would keep as a bounty. The company offered him a bug bounty reward of $600,000 in exchange for the stolen funds, but he asked for $1.4 million and ended up keeping all the assets after failing to reach an agreement. So on and on it goes. Meanwhile, there's a crazy headman that uses music and brainwaves to make you a better athlete. Really? $689, it was released more than a year ago. Maybe. Makes you a better athlete? I think that's all in the eye of the beholder. See, I'm a little quirky tonight because a lot of this stuff that's coming out, I really question. I really, really do. Senator Elizabeth Warren claims TurboTax relentlessly upsells customers in a letter to the FTC. As known in the letter, Warren staff analyzed TurboTax services using a sample taxpayer and found that the company attempted to upsell the customer 8 times during the tax filing process. No kidding. Warren writes, and then in several cases, the solicitations appear to be efforts to mislead customers into thinking they must pay extra fees in order to file their taxes when that is not the case. So, doesn't like it that TurboTax is trying to make money. Meanwhile, did everyone get their tax check submitted? Adobe Premiere Pro is getting generative AI video tools and hopefully OpenAI Sora. We'll see. We know that Adobe is working on a generative AI model for its Firefly family that will bring new tools to its Premiere Pro video editing platform. These new Firefly tools, alongside some proposed third-party integrations with Runway, Pika Labs, and OpenAI Sora models, will allow Premiere users to generate videos and add and remove objects using text prompts. So unlike many of Adobe's previous announcements, no release date, beta, or otherwise was established for the company's new video generation tools. So we will see what happens with this. Of course, NAB is going on this week, so we would expect a lot of announcements. It's not surprising that California is losing tech jobs. The Golden State used to dominate tech employment, but its share of total U.S. tech job has now fallen to the lowest level in a decade. So this is over on Apricitas, APRICITS.io. They've got a limited amount you can see without subscribing to it, but it's not surprising that California is seeing a drop. And them losing jobs. It's been a downhill matter for a couple of years in California. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. Kind of a short show today. Apologize. Phone's been blasting for some reason, distractions. But got everything through here. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, send your comments. We appreciate it. Send your sats, your sat boost as well. I'll be back here Thursday for another edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You all take care. Be safe. Take care of one another. All right? Take care next time. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.